understand
Blog
that prayer
radio.
Is the most vital element to the solution of your every need from God himself. The realities of life that are apparent and that are mysteriously hidden in the archives of problems can only be resolved through accessing the archives of intercession and releasing the sound of fervent prayer, birthing real eternal solutions according to God's word. God is getting ready to unlock something in your life. He's getting ready to reveal an answer, because prayer is the essential way to communicate with God. And we're getting ready boldly to go into the Holy of Holies, getting ready to go behind the veil. No matter what the consequences are, no matter what your worst mistake could have been, no matter how your circumstances might look dark, God is getting ready to bring his power into your situation. I want you to understand that there are some keys to receiving victory in these prayers. First, you got to have faith. Then you must have forgiveness, and you must understand that in order for me to receive from God, and so my prayers will not be hindered, I must forgive all those who have wronged me. Third, I must understand that there's a component of humility that means that I come with a posture of being yielded to God, understanding that I come boldly to the throne of grace, but I come with a posture of worship. Fourth, I must understand that God has already given me what I need through the component of answered prayer. Promises will fulfill my whole wish list. Matter of fact, if I delight myself in him, he'll give me the desires of my heart, and he'll begin to unveil the secret manners and the secret plans and the secret destiny that he has for my life that will free me from all anxieties and from every peril of evil as I get ready to petition God. And finally, I must come to him and remain in complete submission. I must say yes, God, to your will. Yes, God, to your way. It's not all about me. It's about you. I must understand that as I seek you first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, everything that I desire will be added unto me. I'm ready now to go to the throne room. I hope you're ready to put yourself in a posture of prevailing prayer. God is getting ready to move every mountain as we get ready to boldly go to the throne of grace. And we decree and we declare that we have faith in God. Verily I say unto you, according to Mark 11, 22 and 24, that I shall speak to this mountain, and the mountain shall be removed, and it shall be cast into the sea. And I will not doubt in my heart. I shall have whatsoever I say, and it shall come to pass. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you shall receive them, and you shall have them. As we start the prayer of healing is a phenomenal prayer, because to be healed means to be made sound or whole, to restore health, to cause an undesirable condition to be overcome. Healing means to restore to original purity or integrity. Healing means to return to a sound state. So as we go to the throne of grace, we pray the prayer of healing for victory. Father, in the name of Jesus, we boldly come to your grace and in your divine presence, thanking you for the precious gift of your son Jesus, for this special privilege and opportunity to come and pray to you. For you alone are God. I reverence you and bless your holy and majestic name. You're truly great and you're worthy to be praised. I'm asking you right now in the name of Jesus to bless every person up under the sound of my voice with divine healing. I pray and I believe, God, that the power of healing will rest upon their lives, as well as every place that they enter, every place that they encounter, every place that they reside, or visit, approach, and depart from in the present and in their future. And in the name of Jesus, we declare healing right now. And I bind in the name of Jesus every demonic spirit of sickness, every spirit of disease, infirmity, infection, impurity, nervous condition, all types of addiction, any cancer. cancerous fluids. We bind pain and all physical complications. We bind sickness and impurities even to our thoughts. We come against it in the name of Jesus. We come against all forms of attack against our blood, our bones, our organs, our brains, our hearts, our veins, our body tissues, our muscles, our nervous system, and our entire body. We come against any form of attack or sickness against our families, our ministries, our government, our nation, and our country. We pray healing over our neighborhood. We pray healing over mental disorders and nervous conditions, heart attacks and prescription drugs, addictions to drugs, alcohol. We speak healing in the name of Jesus. We speak healing now, God. Divine healing. Divine wholeness. Divine wellness. We call forth energy and long life. We call for strength physically, healing mentally, healing naturally, healing financially, and healing spiritually. Cover us in the name of Jesus. We loose it in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now that our healing is loosed according to your word. For your word declares in the name of Jesus, according to Psalm 32, O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. According to Psalm 34 and 19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. According to Psalms 103 and 3, who hath given all thine iniquities, who healed all thine diseases. Isaiah 53 and 5, that when he was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of his peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Father, we thank you. According to Psalm 107 and 20, he said his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. God, I thank you that Jeremiah 17 and 14 said, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. According to Hebrews 13 and 8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Just like you told them in the Bible days, God, you can heal me today. According to Psalm 119 and 153, consider my affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget thy law. Psalm 147 and 3 says, he healeth the broken in heart. He bindeth up their wounds. And Father, I bless you right now that every wound has been healed. Every hurt has been moved. Heal us from our failures. Heal us from our past. Heal us from our regrets. And every personal nightmare, heal us from that. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, that every place that my feet trod, I thank you that healing has been given to me internally and externally, as well as my family, my neighborhood, my workplace, and my place of worship. And I decree and I declare that I receive healing in my thinking. I'm whole. I'm healed. Now I can rest. And I pray these words have brought healing according to your name, that I have overcome. I'm no longer bound. I'm no longer sick. I'm no longer stressed out. But thank God by faith, I am healed in the precious, matchless name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The prayer of protection. When we think of protection, we think of the state of being protected. It's a point of supervision to support one that is smaller and weaker. It actually means to have coverage. Thank God that through his son Jesus, even though we're sometimes weaker and we're smaller, thank God we have holy and divine coverage. As we go to the throne of grace, we all need protection. We need protection from the evils of this world. We need protection as we leave our homes, as we rest in our neighborhoods, as we work in our workplace. And right now, we go to the throne of grace, knowing that God is our ultimate protector. Father, we thank you today for your divine presence. You alone are God, and you're worthy to be praised. It's an honor to be able to come to your throne at this moment. And I pray in the name of Jesus for protection. God, we can't cover ourselves. We need you. We need your hand. We need your guidance. We need your insight. You, God, are eternal. You're our past, our present, and our future. You're our Alpha and you're our Omega. You're our beginning and you're our end. And I'm asking you with a sincere heart today to bless our life with protection. I pray in the name of Jesus that everywhere we go, everything we encounter, every day we exist, we ask you for divine protection. Father, we're living in a world today to where we just don't know. We're living in perilous times. Men are growing more evil, more wicked, so we need your protection. And in the name of Jesus, our entire family, our children, our household, protection in our workplaces, we need your protection. I bind in the name of Jesus every demonic spirit of death, sickness, disease, plague, and generational curses. We need protection from witchcraft and sorcery, destruction, accidents, incidents, and terrorism. We need protection from crime and violence, physical and verbal abuse, from all forms of evil, from wrong motives. We need protection from deceit and schemes and planned failures. We need protection from schisms and wicked plots over all our enemies and our foes. We need protection from secret bondage. We need protection from the evils of this world. We need protection in our homes and in our work. We need protection as we drive down the highway, the freeway, the interstates, and even around the corner. We need your angelic protection. And in the name of Jesus, we bind all forms of hurt and we loose health, safety from all forms of harm. We loose a shield from satanic darts. We loose peace of mind and security. We loose a clear mind. We loose honesty and trust. We loose success. We loose loyal friends. We loose committed people to our lives so we won't cause and have pain that keeps us in bondage. And in the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus, we release angelic protection as you promise. Psalm 91 and 10, that you've given your angels charge over us. Isaiah 54 and 17 declares that no weapon formed against us will prosper. I decree that we have a shield and a sword, shelter, a refuge, and a divine covering. Father, protection everywhere we walk, every place our feet trod. I thank you for protection. According to your word in Psalm 46 and 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. God, you said in Psalm 121 and 8, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Proverbs 30 and 5 says, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Isaiah 59 and 19 says that when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall raise up a standard against him. Romans 8 and 37 says, in all of these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And Romans 8 and 31 says, what can we say to these things? If God be for us, who shall be against us? We thank you for protection. 2 Thessalonians 3 and 3 says, but the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. I praise you in the name of Jesus that we're covered. We are covered and we are protected in the precious, matchless name of Jesus. And it's done. Amen. As we come to the throne room, I believe one of the most significant prayers that we can pray is prayer for our families and our marriages. For we see that all over the world, the enemy is trying to bring division to our households. For the word of God says that a house that's divided cannot stand. We're getting ready to cover our families and our marriages. Families are important, and we need our family units to stay whole. When families live together, counter all types of opposition, all types of decisions, and all types of circumstances. But through prayer, God will bless our marriages and our family. So, Father, we come to you in a humble posture, to your throne of grace, to your divine presence, thanking you for the precious gift of your Son, Jesus. Oh, what a privilege it is to be able to reverence your holy and your majestic name. For you, God, alone are truly great, and you're worthy to be praised. Father, we need you to cover our marriages and our families. Cover our families with divine love and our unity. Cover our marriages with trust. Cover our marriages with love, and cover our marriages with commitment and loyalty. Cover our families with laughter, and we pray in the name of Jesus that you tie us together as a family unit, that we will have strength from one another. We pray that our houses, in the name of Jesus, will be havens of peace, that they'll be our personal getaways from the complexities of life. We pray that home will be a place in which we look forward to going, and we bind in the name of Jesus every satanic spirit that's fighting our home, the spirit of lacking, the spirit of poverty, confusion, and division. We come against discord, inappropriate associations and relationships. We bind the spirit of rage and the spirit of violence, physical and verbal abuse, sexual abuse, and selfishness. We come against the spirit of criticism, stubbornness, and deceit. We bind infidelity, abandonment, adultery, separation, and neglect. And we come against all hatred and unforgiveness and every wicked person that wants to separate our family unit. We come against all forms of evil against our marriages and our family unit. And we loose in the name of Jesus the God-given spirit of unity. God, guide our family. Give us spiritual devotion and forgiveness. Let our homes be homes of laughter, agreement, loyalty and obedience, commitment, and release health and release wealth. Father, when we don't even understand what to do on those hard days, when everyone is frustrated and everyone is up under stress, slip your presence in our homes so that we can have peace. We declare that our whole family shall walk in love and compassion, and that you'll give us internal peace in our marriage and among our children. Cover our children and give them insight and give them intellect and give them creative things to discover that their purpose and destiny might be fulfilled. Protect our family in the neighborhood in which we live. Protect our marriages and our family in the workplace and even in our place of worship. Bless our family. Let it function in order according to your word. We pray according to the word of God. Hebrews 13 and 4 says marriage is honorable in all and the bed is undefiled. Let us learn how to yield and submit ourselves one to another. Ephesians 6 and 1 through 4 says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up into the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Father, let our children see that the heroes and the real role models are right within our house. We thank you that according to Psalm 102 and 28, that the children of thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before thee. We thank you for long life. We thank you for prosperity. We thank you for posterity. And we thank you that our families after this day will never be the same. Thank you, God, for bringing happiness, peace, protection, and togetherness. Most of all, favor in your protection and your grace is on
Praise God, praise God. If you have your element and you want to take communion, please get your elements together and we'll get ready to take communion. Praise God. If there's anybody on that wants to take communion, this is the time now that you get your elements together. And I'm going to ask Minister Zadie to sing when we get ready for the communion song. So have a song in your heart, please. Praise God. So let's get our communion together right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. You are listening to God's favorite ministry coming to your lives this morning. It's the prayer time. It's prayer time. It's time to give God what he has asked for us. He told us we ought to always pray and not faint. Praise God. Look like few is on this morning. But we don't cease to pray because someone else is not on. Praise God. God's favorites is usually held every first Saturday of the month in the home at 10 a.m. But because of COVID, thank God, we see more online. Praise God. And we pray for the needs all over the world as God has instructed us, especially for mothers and that have lost their children to prison walls, gun violence, pregnancies, and so forth. Praise God. Our goal is to reach out and let them know that they are loved, no matter how broken or hurt they may be. God cares, and so do we. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come in before you this morning, thanking you, Lord God, that we can come. You have given us that option, oh God, to come and to pray for one another, God. Father, we lift up everyone that's not on here this morning. Father God, that you may touch this morning, touch every mother that have a child that's wayward, oh God, that have not turned their lives over to you, God. Touch every mother, every husband, oh God, that they be drawn close to you, God, so that they can fulfill the purpose and the plan that you have for them, God. Lord, look on us this morning as we pray ye one for another. Oh, praise God. Lord, we ask you to look on Minister Sharon this morning as she has been in the hospital. Oh, Father God, thank you, oh God, for the rest that you've given her. Oh, God, continue to mend her, oh God, from the surgery, oh God. Thank you, Father God. Just, God, let your angel wing just spread over and oh, God, breathe on her, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Also, look on another lady that usually comes on, Sister Carolyn, oh, God, that had to be rushed to the hospital this morning for blood transfusion, God. Father God, whatever she stands in the need of right now, God, because you're the right now, God. Father God, touch your heart, oh, God. And Lord, whatever is needed for this transfusion, God, God, go in there and do your perfect work. Oh, Father God, thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for Minister Jackie Keys. Oh, Father God, for her husband, oh, God. Lord God, mend him, oh, God, in every part. Oh, Father God, touch his heart, touch his mind. Oh, God, give them peace and comfort as the devil keeps trying to attack them. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we are lifting up these before you, Lord God. Oh, God, because we know that you are our helper, and we can't do it alone, God. We need you, Father God, to heal, deliver, and set free, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, deliver them from the hand of the Philistine, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Oh, because he loved to steal, kill, and destroy. Oh, God, but you have come that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Oh, God, for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy. We bind the enemy on every hand. As the man of God has prayed this morning, oh, Father God, we pull down every principality and power of the air, anything that tries to easily beset us. God, we rest in you. We give it all to you, God. We give it all to you, God. And we rest in you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, look on Effie, God, the new lady I invited. Oh, God, but she hasn't come in. She probably forgot, God. But touch Effie, oh, God. Oh, God, thank you, Father God. And Lord, oh God, continue doing your perfect work in her. Oh, Father God, oh, thank you, Father. She plans to be a part of God's favorite ministry. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Father God. Touch Effie in her home, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, wherever she may be right now, Lord God. Oh, God, oh, God, thank you. Let your angels, oh, God, be in camp all about her. If there's anybody on that wants prayer this morning, You may press 1 right now. Praise God. While I'm praying, if you need prayer right now, you may press 1. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to go into our communion. Praise God. Our sing song always when we pray. It is no secret what God can do. It is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. It is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. I see one prayer request, Sister Rebecca. Go for it. Just a moment. Praise God. Praise God. All right, Sister Rebecca, you may go forth. Sister Rebecca, you have your hand up.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay. My heart has been heavy since yesterday. My son had put in an ad for somebody to come work at his place of business. And I seen a text on there. The guy didn't show up. And I seen a text that looked like it was, like they was going against each other. And I knew that nothing good was going to come out of that. So my heart, I just couldn't do nothing but cry out last night because I knew nothing good is going to come out of that. But I cried out to the Lord. And I asked the Lord to just touch him because I don't want, he know that the Lord blessed him with the business, but I know that he sometimes, that when you tired and you frustrated, that you can say things that would make you feel like that. It's nothing but the devil that will make you say things. And I read that, and it hurted me to my heart that he allowed the devil to come in because you are tired and frustrated. So I just ask that you would remember my son. Remember all my children. Remember me with my help because I still have that blood clot. And I thank God it didn't travel again to my lungs like it did before. So remember my children. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Rebecca. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we are bringing Sister Rebecca before you this morning, Lord. Father God, we know, God, that you know her. A mother's heart, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you allow her to bring the son into this world, God. But God, give her the peace that passes all understanding. I know, Lord God, it seems and it looks bad, God, but God, you can turn things, oh God, because of this prayer and because of the heart of a mother, God. Oh God, cover her son, oh God, with the blood of Jesus, oh God. Oh Father God, oh, God, we raise up a standard against the enemy. Let there be no fighting and no frustration. Oh, God, give her the peace, oh, God. Just give her peace, oh, God, and let her rest in you and give it all to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, that no evil thing will come upon her, no blood clots or anything. Lord, we command that one that's there to go. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, we are believing that you can make her completely whole. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, no weapon formed against her shall prosper. In the name of Jesus. God, you fearfully and wonderfully made her. And you gave her a womb to bring all the children into this world, oh God, all three of her children, God, in the name of Jesus. Lay your hands upon them, oh God. Draw them close to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, that they will serve you, oh God, with their whole heart, mind, and soul, oh God. I pray that they will have a desire, oh God, to be like their mother, oh God, to live an overcoming life, a life, oh God, that's worthy unto you, oh God. And we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. God's got them. Baby, don't worry about it. God's got them.
Yes.
Praise
yes.
God. So we're going to go into our communion. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to turn to Matthew, and I'm going to read Matthew 26, starting at verse 26. And it said, and they were eating. Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat. This is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them. And drank ye all of it, he said. For this is my blood of my New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sin. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom. And when they had sung of him, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Praise God. If you have your element right now, you may lift it up. Praise God before the Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, you just told us, oh, God, what you did for us. Thank you for your broken body, God. Thank you. Well, you just told us what to do until you come, God. Thank you, Lord God, that your body was broken for us, oh God, and your blood was spilled for us, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for paying for our sins. Our sins were paid for on the cross, oh God. And Lord God, we can just do nothing now but say thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for our family. Thank you, Lord God, for everything, God, that you have done. In Jesus' name. And Lord, the blood was shed. Oh, Father God, you said, oh, God, oh, that the word said they pierced him in his side and the blood came streaming down. Oh, Father God, every drop of blood was for us, for our healing. Oh, God, for help us, oh, God. Thank you for the blood that washes us whiter than snow. Thank you for the blood. Oh, God, thank you for the blood. Oh, God, that gives us strength from day to day, and we thank you. We give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. May we take partake of this broken body. Amen. You may take your drink, whatever you brought. And may you partake right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your precious blood. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Sister Zayda, we're going to ask you to sing.
The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary, the blood that give me strength from day to day, it will never lose his power. He reaches to the highest mountain. goes to the low, lowest valley.
Yes.
Of love that give me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. Well, you know, it's through all of my doubts, and it comes on my fears. And it cries all of my tears. Yes, the blood that gave me strength from day to day, it would never lose its power. While it reaches to the high mountain,
yes,
and it flows to the lowest valley. Yes, the blood that give me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power.
Amen. Thank you for that song, Minister Zadie. His blood will never lose his power. Let me tell you, you got power. You got power over the enemy today. You got power over every demon spirit today, because the blood of Jesus has been shed. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Well, our encouraging scripture is coming from Psalms 109:4. And it reads as thus: for my love, they are my adversaries, but I give myself unto prayer. When I read that, praise God, God gave me that scripture, because I was always asking God what encouraging scripture he wants me to bring. So he led me to Psalms 109:4. He said, I give, David speaking, David give himself to prayer. You know, there ought to be a whole line of people this morning willing to give themselves over to prayer or to be prayed for. This is what the prayer line is for, to pray you one for another. Praise God. Though we should be praying, praise God, no matter how things look like or what it look like, we should give ourselves to prayer. Prayer, no matter how people feel about us, pray, because, hallelujah, Jesus has told us to always pray and not faint. Don't give up. We pray for ourselves. Pray for our families. Pray for our loved ones, our prayer targets this morning. Praying for in difficult times. Pray for salvation. As my sister just said, pray for her children. Pray for the sick. Pray for those that, praise God, that have lost loved ones to murder or prison walls. Pray, praise God, for the poor. Pray for the against the viruses. Pray for, oh, yes, Russia, Israel. God told us not to never forget Israel. pray for Ukraine. We have so much to pray for that we could pray all day, all day, all night, and never stop praying. Because if we start praying, God will give us the words to pray for. So then we ought to pray. We ought to pray. And don't give up. Don't faint. Don't faint. Give it all to glory. All the glory belongs to the Lord. Hey, amen. Amen. So as I said, keep Sister Jackie Keys' husband in your prayers. Pray that he be all right as he was rushed to the hospital. Sister Carolyn, pray for her, for she was rushed to the hospital. And also pray for Minister Sharon that has been in the hospital and came out yesterday, that she progress in the Lord. God's healing power is up on all. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we're going to start our prayer ministry right now. And we're going to ask Minister Rebecca, did you want to pray? I just want to listen.
I'm going to listen.
All right. Sister Zadie, start us off in prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, we do thank you, Lord God. We thank you for another blessed opportunity, Father God, to assemble ourselves together, oh Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for the time, oh Father God, of communion, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Father God. We thank you, Lord God, and we love you, Lord God. But Father God, we bless you in all that we say and do, God. Oh God, we ask you, Father God, and give us clean hearts, oh God, clean hands. Oh God, pure hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Father God. Oh God, that nothing will be able to hinder our prayers, oh God. Oh God, when we come into your presence, we want to know that we are in your presence, oh God. Oh God, oh Father God, and our prayers, oh God, are being received, oh Father God. Oh God, because we need you, oh Father God, to answer, oh Father God. Oh, God, oh, Father God, answer, Father God. You know the sincerity of our prayers, oh, Father God. Oh, God, answer speedily, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, we just thank you, Father God, that for the ones that have gone into the hospitals, oh, Father God, and have, oh, God, oh, Father, have surgeries or whatever the situation were, oh, Father God. We just thank you, oh, God, that you, oh, God, have gone ahead and provided everything that we need, oh, Father God. You had already provided, oh, God. And we just thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, we just love you for that, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, we love you for it, oh, Father God. Oh, God, oh, Father God, you said the word said that no weapon formed against us, oh, God, shall prosper, oh, Father God. And, Father God, we thank you for that, oh, Father God. We oh, God, oh, Father God. Yes, 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 Father. These bodies, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God. Yes, 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 oh, Father God. They are decaying, oh, Father God. Oh, God, but our spirits, oh, Father God, is being renewed day by day. Father God, help us just live a life that we know that when you call us from, oh, God, from labor to reward, oh, Father God, when you call us, oh, Father God, we'll be ready, oh, Father God, oh, God, and worthy, oh, God, to receive a reward, oh, Father God. Oh, God, your blood, oh, Father God, is able, oh, Father God. Your blood is reaches, oh, Father God. Oh, God, reaches, oh, God, to the highest mountain. It flows to the lowest valley, oh, Father God. There's nothing too high and nothing too low, oh, Father God. No one that you can't reach, oh, Father God. Draw, oh, God, draw, oh, God, and cover with your blood, oh, Father God. And we give you glory, oh, God. We give you glory. Bless Minister Vivian, oh, Father God, and minister, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, God, for a strong ministry, oh, Father God. We see it, oh, Father God, just, oh, God, oh, Father God, just being blessed, oh, God, just blessing and blessing and blessing because of her obedience, oh, Father God, and we just thank you, oh, God, keep us strong, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we thank you for Minister Sharon, oh, Father God, who I know by name, oh, Father God, all of the rest of the saints, oh, Father God, we thank you for them, oh, Father God. We thank you for being God, oh Father God. God over us, oh God, and God over our children, oh God. We love you, Lord, and we will continue to give you glory, honor, and praise. Oh God, in Jesus' name, thank God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Minister Kathy, go forth.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we continue to praise and worship you. We thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we rejoice in it, and we're glad in it. It's a great day to be amongst the living. It's a great day to be in the Word of God. It's a great day to be able to decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you in accordance to Job 22:28. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we know that Jesus was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. In the name of Jesus, we come together as a group in God's name and standing in your word. For you said when two or three come together in your name, that you would be a God in the midst. And we thank you, Father God, for being a God in the midst of us this morning. Oh, Father, we just thank you. We thank you for your loving kindness, oh God. We thank you for that tender mercy that you always bestow upon us. Now, Father, we lift up those that were rushed to hospitals on last recently, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask that you would stretch forth your hands and send forth your angels, oh God, on their behalf, oh God. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, send forth those healing angels, those warrior angels, oh God, that will beat down the enemy as the enemy will try to come against us, oh Father. Lord, we thank you for all that you're doing, and we're thanking you for all that you're going to do, for there is none like you. Father, I give you the praise, the glory, and the honor in the name of Jesus, because we know that you're all-powerful and all-healing. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we know, oh Father God, that you deliver and you set free, oh God. You'll strike down the enemy, oh God, and give your people what they need to combat the enemy, to pray and uplift the name of Jesus, to pray and uplift those that are in need of prayer, oh Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask for traveling mercies for all your people that are traveling through the airways, the byways, the highways, oh God, in the name of Jesus. As they travel between cities, between locations, oh God, we lift up those ministers, oh God, evangelists and prophets, oh God, in the name of Jesus, preachers and teachers that are out on the field, oh God, that is doing the bidding of the Most High God, in the name of Jesus, in spirit and in truth, oh God. We bind those spirits of those that's supposed to be in leadership over the church, oh God, that would not do the right thing, oh God, that's doing it for fame and doing it for money. You know who they are, oh God, and you will expose them. And Father, you will lift up those that are worshiping in spirit and in truth, that's doing the bidding in spirit and in truth, oh God, because you said signs and wonders will follow them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, we praise you. Oh Lord, we magnify you. Oh Lord, we give you all the glory because we see the move of your spirit even right now, oh God. Those that are sitting high and looking low upon your people and fleecing your people, oh God, in this earthly realm, oh God, you have your dealings and they have their talent with you, oh Father. Oh God. But Lord, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord stand, oh God, on your word, oh God. Let the redeemed of the Lord be raised up to do the bidding for the Most High God. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we need you, Father, each and every day, each and every moment, each and every hour. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, we lift up those that are grieving right now, oh God. Oh, Lord, death is a part of life, but it hurts, oh God, when we see our loved ones leave this earth and transition, oh God, even when we know that they're in a far better place. But our heart longs for them because we love them in this earthly realm, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And it hurts not to see your mother anymore. It hurts not to see your daddy anymore. It hurts, oh God, not to see your brothers and sisters. Oh God, those that have went on before you, it hurts. But Lord, in the name of Jesus, you will rise us up and you will wipe away those eyes, those tears from your eyes. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, he'll allow peace to be in your heart. He'll allow love to be in your heart. He'll allow joy to be in your heart. He'll allow you not to fret, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. We thank you for bringing us around, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Around the hurt, around the disappointment. We thank you, oh God, that we've come around and been delivered. In Jesus' most holy name, amen, and it is so.
God. Holy, 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 holy are you, oh God. You are holy, God. God, we do come, God. You said where two or three are gathered in your name. God, you said you would be in the midst, God. God, we trust you. Because you promised you would never leave us nor forsake us, oh God. Lord, I thank you, oh God. Oh God, for our sister Rebecca, God. We thank you, Lord God, for her pressing through this morning. Oh Father, even though her heart feels broken, God, heal us, oh God. We for Zadie in her house, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for her pressing, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against her. Lord, we speak, oh God, to Sister Cassie's heart, oh God, to all our hearts, oh God, that, oh Father God, is overwhelmed, oh God. Lord God, that you removing it, God, and giving us the heart of joy and peace and love and happiness. Oh God, thank you, oh Father God. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you for what you're doing, God, in the lives of your people, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, most of all for salvation, oh God, for our families, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that they are turning to you, oh God. Oh God, as we lift them up, oh God. Lord God, you will let no harm come nigh our dwelling. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. You told us to pray you one for another. We thank you for the prayer target this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Father, that we, oh God, ought to always pray. And, oh, Father God, that our son said, oh God, no matter what it looks like, that we ought to pray in Psalms 109:4, to never stop praying, to give ourselves to prayer continually. Oh, my God, I hear you, Lord. You said in your word for us to give ourselves to prayer continually, oh, God. Oh, God, and not let the enemy rob us, oh, God, from coming to you, Lord God. Oh, God, because you will hear us, oh, God. You the only one that can do it, God. We speak, oh, God, oh, Father God, for the viruses to go and everyone and every kind of sickness to go. In the name of Jesus, oh God, and that they die in the name of, oh Father, they will not torment your people
in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because you said the poor, we will have with us always. We pray, oh, Father God, whoever listened to this ministry, oh, God, far and near, oh, God, their hearts will be touched, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, oh, Father God, oh, God, against every murder that will happen tonight, or every planned wrong thing by our young people, our teenagers, our youth, oh, God. Lord God, that this destroyed tonight, it will not happen. In the name, we pray for difficult times those are walking in, oh, God. Where, oh, God, seem as those, oh, God, they don't have jobs. Oh, God, certain calamities have had come in their lives, oh, God. We pray against that, Lord God, that they shall be filled in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, oh, God. Oh, Father God, for those behind prison walls, oh, God. We pray, oh, God, that this will be the time, oh, God. They will turn their lives to you, oh, God. They'll serve you, oh, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we are praying, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, for our loved ones everywhere. We praying for, oh, God, Israel, oh, God. Oh, God, that all those that haven't come to know you. You said Israel is the apple of your eye, oh, God. We bring Israel before you, oh, God. Lord, they'll worship you instead of the worshiping another person, God, into you, oh, God. We pray for every God to come down in the name of Jesus, Lord. We're praying for Russia, oh, God, or in the name of Jesus, that Vladimir, oh, God, oh, God, will open up that old stony heart and, oh, God, let you put a heart of flesh that he will love your people, God. He wouldn't want to do no harm to none, oh, God. He will worship you in spirit and in truth. We pray for, oh, God, the president of Ukraine, God. Oh, God, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that he would turn his life over to you, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, that he would only want to serve you and you only, God, and all of our leaders, God, because you told us to pray for all those that are in, oh, God, leadership all across this land, oh, God. So, Lord, we pray for our president, oh, God, that he'll walk worthy before you, Lord God. Lord God, that he won't turn against, oh, God, the word of God, that he will serve you, God. He will not do anything that's not like you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that he'll have a great reputation. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're praying, oh, God, Father God, yes, Lord God, oh, God, for all those that are in leadership, in Jesus' name, amen. Sister Janice, do you want to pray? Janice, praise God, praise God. Lord, we do thank you for Sister Janice's home and Father God, all that it represents. We pray, oh God, Father God, for her mother. Thank you, Lord God, for her mother. Strengthen her, oh God, in her feeble knees, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that her life is a life to you. Janice's life is a life unto you, God. Oh, Father God. Oh, God, to carry out the plans and the purpose you have for their lives. Oh, God, provide for them every need, oh, God. Let there be no lack. Oh, Father God, I'm so sorry, Minister Jones. We didn't unmute you. Did you want to pray this morning, my dear? Minister Danny? Praise God. I'm sorry. When I first called, I didn't unmute you. But praise God, if you want to pray, it is that time now. Praise God. I pray God's blessings upon every household. Blessings. Because God, that's what God told us to do. Praise God. I bless you, Minister Janice. I bless you, Sister Kathy. I bless you, Sister Zadie and Sister Rebecca. I bless you and your household that you never have lack. Praise God, that God will be with you throughout this day. Praise God. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance towards you and give you peace in Jesus' name. I pray that you all could be right back here on tomorrow night on this same number. God bless you now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Thank you.
Blessed day, everybody.
Bless, honey.
That you saw